Hi, Dr. Sharma here regarding Samantha Redding, Samantha Redding. Date of birth is 8/24/1968. Date of accident is 2/27/2022. Date of service, November 1st, 2022. The patient comes here for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 9/29/2022. And she reports that she now has a quad cane to walk with, and she has back brace, neck traction device, knee braces, all of them. She reports that she's suffering from pain in the neck around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, while she has pain in the left shoulder and upper trapezius muscle at around 4. Patient report that she can lift her arm in abduction up to 100 degrees without pain, beyond which there is a moderately severe pain. Patient does have a pain in the middle back, upper back, as well as lower back to the tune of 6. She denies no radiation is going on. She has no radiation of pain or numbness, tingling, electricity running through her upper extremities, fingers or lower extremities or buttocks, legs or toes. She independently has some pain in the knees, and she reports that her pain in the knee is bothering her, and she has a difficult time walking well. She had some insurance issues which have been resolved. The patient reports that she has almost 50% improvement so far with the physical therapy. Pain level is around 6. ADLs are reported affected at around 6. Mainly, they are general activity, mood, walking ability, work, sleep, and enjoyment of life at 6. In the neurology psych, patient has mild headaches that are also rated to be around 6 on a scale of 1 to 2, 1 to 10. And the headaches are occupying the vertex, but quite less often than used to be before. No vision disturbance or dizziness, vertigo, no memory loss, vision issues or confusion, disorientation is listed, and there's no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back, mainly along with stiffness of the neck and the lower back, and she does report pain in the elbow area, especially the lateral epicondyle of the right and left elbow. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports there are no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Ultran. Substance abuse, patient utilizes marijuana for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant in the pain medication management program. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 133/86, pulse is 89, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examinations from the template. Diagnoses are from the, not template, but from the previous visit of 9/29/22, dictation number 1001-034. Diagnosis remain the same. Plan of care. Well, the patient is continuing on physical therapy 3 times per week, focusing on neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder area, as well as into the both shoulders, as well as both knees and both elbows, and sacroiliac joint area, as well as in the trapezius muscle area, the traction, massage, aquatherapy. She remained disabled for work and household replacement. She is provided following medication, naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets, Elavil 50 milligram tablet at night only, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day, Voltaren gel 3%, 200 gram on a PRN basis. For pain relief, she is provided a 1 week prescription for Narco 5-325 every 12 hour PRN, 15 tablets. Her meds were reviewed and labs were reviewed and found to be in compliance. The patient also had a cervical pillow quad cane given to her. She should use that. Home massage, home therapy, yoga, meditation have been advised. The patient did undergo MRIs that have been reviewed at this time. It shows that there is a issues on C6 and 7 with a broad-based posterior disc herniation at the cervical region. At T11 and 12, there is another disc herniation, and T10 and 11, there is a bulging disc of the posterior disc. In addition, in the lumbar spine at L3 and 4, there is a disc herniation and broad-based disc bulging at L2-3 and L4-5 with ligament of lateral thickening. And the nerve root, L3 nerve root and L4 nerve root are compressed. The patient is advised that because of all these issues, she'll benefit from LESI, CESI, and TESI injections along with Facigent injection for controlling the hypertrophy. Shoulder injection will be attempted, so is the elbow injection if it is needed. A carpotunnel syndrome can be ruled out also at a later date. EMG will be done if the patient is a surgical candidate. After these injections, we'll order the EMG. At this time, this is all is needed, and patient will be seen in a week time for the injection LESI. Thank you.